And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet. The Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I've got a great show for you today. And I've got a great show for you today because I am bringing on three amazing experts. First of all, I'm bringing on Paul Sanchetti, and you know him as the online marketing guru in Sacramento. I just love him. And then, of course, I'm bringing on Mike and Carrie Ann from Prime Lending Roseville, and we're talking about this very sexy mortgage program called the Double Down Program. If you're looking for a home, you have got to hear this interview. And of course, I am bringing on my favorite doctor from New York, Dr. Daryl Jaffrey. You know him. He's Kelly Ripa's personal doctor. And he and I are talking about you, your health, and your addiction to sugar. Now, before I get to all of our amazing experts, I need to talk about what is going on in Washington. And before I talk about what's going on in Washington, I have a very simple question for you. Are you ready? Would you have sex with someone if you knew that you would not only lose everything, but you might even go to jail? I mean, I want you to really think about that. Because, of course, you and I know that there's a bunch of freak weirdos out there who abuse children. Shame on you. I hope you rot in hell. I'm not talking about that. You see, I'm talking about politicians who have affairs, who have sex, who have big egos, who are narcissistic, and they have sex with models, with Playboy models, and with all sorts of hot women. Now, I understand sex, and I understand the chemistry between you and a hottie. However, what I cannot understand is why you or anyone else in our country would have sex with someone if you knew you'd lose your business, you'd lose your wife, you'd lose your homes, and you may even land in jail. You see, that is the story that is circulating now in Washington after Michael Cohen, our president's right-hand man, left-hand man, middleman, and fixer, pled guilty to major felonies last week. Now, you couple that with that dude, Paul Manafort. You remember him? He likes to wear those really expensive jackets and clothes. And now you know what he's wearing? Jail clothes. Because Paul Manafort is in jail and Michael Cohen is about to go to jail. These dudes are guilty. And what is so shocking about both of their stories is that they are circling our president, who has been accused of having sex with Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal. After all, Michael Cohen went in front of a federal judge and he pled guilty. And not only did he plead guilty, but he also explained the facts surrounding his guilt, which should scare you if you're a Republican, which should scare your family if you're Republicans, because you know what's coming. It's called impeachment. And I support our president. I have been a loud supporter of President Trump as it relates to his awesome tax policies, tax plans, as it relates to his awesome desire to cut the regulatory tape, and as it relates to our wonderful economy, right? We've got low unemployment, and the stock market is as sexy as that girl in Malibu. But here's the problem. Michael Cohen has secrets on our president, and Michael Cohen is gonna talk like you can't imagine. I don't care what Michael Cohen's lawyer said. Did you hear what this dude said last week? He said, and I quote, "Michael Cohen doesn't want a pardon from our president." Are you kidding me? Michael Cohen, I want to know how you're going to feel after 3 years in federal prison, 4 years in federal prison, because you know what? You're not getting out for a very, very long time. So do you think I trust you, Michael Cohen? I have no trust for you. You are going to turn over faster than my pancakes. And here's why. You're not going to want to be in jail. But Paul Manafort, on the other hand, you are one tough dude. Paul Manafort, you were just found guilty by an alleged jury of your peers. Let's not even pretend that the criminal injustice system has a jury of your peers. Because first of all, the criminal injustice system is a fraud, okay? I went through it. I know what it's like, and it is a fraud. But guess what? If you're on the other side of it, like you are, Paul Manafort, you're screwed. But our president is proud of you for being brave and for not cracking. And you got another trial coming up next month, and you're going to go to jail for 10 to 20 years. I spoke about you 6 months ago, Paul Manafort. You're going to jail for the rest of your life. But wait a minute. There is something that starts with a P, and that's called a pardon. So what I want to know is, do you think that our president is basically going to say, screw you to the world, and pardon Paul Manafort? He's not going to pardon his lawyer, who would have taken a bullet for him. But I think our president is going to pardon Paul Manafort, and we're going to talk about that later. But the thing that I want to talk about first is impeachment, because now I'm concerned that Michael Cohen, the liar that he is, he's going to roll over on the president and he's going to give Mueller some dirt that you and I have not seen coming. And you know why that is? Because Michael Cohen is an unethical human being. He recorded phone calls, for God's sakes. I mean, can you imagine? If you have a lawyer and you're telling your lawyer secrets, secrets. Yeah, that's what Michael Cohen did. You should be ashamed of yourself, Michael Cohen. But then again, you're going to jail for 5 to 10 years, so we don't need to talk about you anymore. But I am concerned now about impeachment proceedings. And the thing about impeachment proceedings that concerns me and should concern you if you support our president is that you've got so many Democrats who are awful in Congress, and you know the one senator I can't stand. You've got a bunch of senators who are just drooling, and they want to impeach our president. But you know what? The only way that they are going to be able to impeach our president is if they win in November. Now, President Trump, I can understand why you would want to lie through your teeth. You got a hot wife at home, and you absolutely don't want to hurt her. Well, guess what? Everyone already knows about the affair. I'm sorry you lied, because the consequences are now going to be significant, especially if the Democrats win in November, which, let me tell you something, they've got a great chance of winning. And if they win, yikes, I think you and I are going to get to know Mike Pence really well. And you know what? I never would have voted for Mike Pence, and I never will. So the thought of having him as our president scares me, because I like a president who's strong and has big cojones and is not afraid to tell it like it is. So guess what? Can the president pardon Manafort? Of course he can. Will he? I think he will. And if he does, you know what Mueller's going to do? He's going to file state charges against Manafort, and that's going to suck. But what about Trump pardoning himself if these people file charges against him? And I got to tell you something. There is, of course, the possibility that our president is going to be charged with crimes because Mueller and the Democrats want him out. And if these facts are true, no one is above the law. But here's what I know about history. We're not going to file criminal charges against our president. Instead, we're going to pressure this guy out of office. And what does that look like? Let me give you a scenario. Hi, President Trump. I'm Mr. Mueller, and I'd love to talk to you about a few things. No, thank you. I don't want to talk to you. Well, here's what you need to know, Mr. President. Conspiracy has a 5 to 6 year statute of limitations. Yikes! Can you imagine what would happen if our president is accused of a crime and he resigns at the White House and then they file these charges thereafter? My point is simple. Mr. President, I am concerned about your well-being. I'm concerned about America. I'm concerned about the perception that this awful matter is having. Because you know what? This is a serious issue. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. President Trump, you got to lawyer up. I'm not sure Giuliani is the right guy for you. I want you to do what you've always done, and that is you hit back five times harder than they ever thought you would. Because you know what? We've got a serious problem in Washington, and unfortunately, you, the taxpayer, are the ones that are paying the bill. All right, everybody, I know I'm fired up about this topic, but I need you to stick around because I'm bringing on Paul Sanchetti, and he's here to talk to you about the four M's that you need to know about your online business so that you can make more money and live a happier life. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
The following segment is brought to you by Paul Sanchetti, the online digital marketing expert for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and as you can tell, I am excited this morning because I've got Paul Sanchetti in studio. He is the radio show's marketing guru as it relates to everything online, and he's here to help you if you own a business. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Ronnie. How are you? Thanks for having me back. It's so awesome to be here.
Paul, I brag about you every day, and I want to make sure that those of you listening that own businesses understand the principles of online marketing. So, Paul, can you talk about this wonderful world of online marketing and how the principles of online marketing help drive more clients and revenue and business to everyone listening today?
Yeah, thanks, Ronnie. Well, there are four major guiding principles in the world of online marketing and especially social media marketing. I call them the four M's. The first one is called the market, and it's where everything starts, identifying your market. The second one is the magnet. This is critical because you must give before you ask. That is offering something of value of first to initiate their trust and interest. The third is the message, and there are three parts to this. We call this the look, the hook, and the took, which is the all-important call to action. And lastly is what we call the movement, where we address the three types of movers, the fast lane, the medium lane, and the slow lane movers of investing in your product or service.
And again, Paul, as you talk about the market, first of all, you better know who your market is, right? Because if you don't know who your market is, you're never gonna get business. So let's talk about the four M's and focus on the market first.
You may have heard of an Italian economist. His name was Vilfredo Pareto. And his claim to fame was that he came up with the Pareto Principle. And the Pareto Principle states that for many events, roughly 80% of the effects come from 20% of the causes, or that 80% of any typical result will come from 20% of the effort. In the online marketing world, it could mean that out of the 100% of the people that you could reach in your marketplace, you should be really focusing on the 20%. What's interesting about the Pareto Principle in regard to social media marketing is that 10 years ago, this was fairly straightforward. But social media is so noisy, so much competition now, you have to think about the 20% of the 20%. In other words, you have to really identify and narrow down your market and target carefully. We call them the four percenters.
And Paul, let's talk about you right now. You and I are doing this interview because you want to help business owners grow their business. You want to make sure that business owners are marketing to the right people. That's why I've hired you to handle all of our online. So let's talk about that. What are the four percenters? How do you find the four percenters and make money?
Yeah, great question. Well, it takes a lot of work and a lot of know-how. You have to test, and do more tests. And in the marketing world, we call that A-B split testing. Basically, you're going to be testing various detailed targeted audiences to see who performs the best. But it also means finding that niche and knowing your brand. I'll give you an example. The Belgian beer company Stella Artois has one of its taglines, "We are reassuringly expensive," and the subline headline is, We cut no costs in the production of our beer, and we pass those costs on to you. I mean, isn't that great? I find that fascinating. They know exactly their target audience, and they communicate in a way that resonates with them. So, hey, if you have a small business and you think your product or service can do better, give me a call at 1-800-496-7760. That's 1-800-496-7760, and ask for Paul.
You know what, Paul? I love this discussion because, as you know, I was the tax lady for over 22 years. So many people know me. Hey, you're Ronnie Deutscher, the tax lady. And everybody knew, if you owe the IRS, call me. So I love your point about narrowing down that message. So now let's talk about, how do you find the business? How do you get these clients to call you so you're focusing on the right percentage?
Okay, great question. Now, the next key thing is to identify the four basic forces about the four percenters. What do I mean by that? Marketers believe that everyone is motivated by one of four basic forces: frustration, fear, wants, and aspirations. So you want to identify one to three frustrations, because this is now going to lay down the foundation for the ad copy of your ad. So again, if you're looking to attract a new market and fire up your small business, call me at 1-800-496-7760. That's 1-800-496-7760.
Now, for those of you just joining us, good morning. I'm with Paul Sanchetti, and he is my online marketing guru for everything that I do. The man is absolutely amazing. Now, Paul, you and I are talking about small business owners, the older crowd. They're scared of social media. They're scared of anything online, but you make it easier. So can you talk about the questions that you've got to ask yourself as a business owner to find these ideal clients?
That's great. The last step of the market process is to ask yourself these three major questions about your four percenters. Who do they follow? Where do they frequent? And what do they fund? In other words, where are they buying? For example, if I know that someone buys their groceries from Whole Foods, that would tell me a whole lot about that individual. I find that people who shop at Whole Foods love to tell other people they shop at Whole Foods. Just by knowing where they bought, what kind of car they bought, where they've shopped, and what they buy will give you great insight into the type of individual that person is.
You're giving us great information, great facts, great feedbacks. Can you dumb it down, though? How do you, Paul, create great ad copy so that when our business owners who are listening hire you, they get more clients?
I'm going to focus on the four fears, and that's going to lay down the foundation of my ad copy so that I know when I can identify those fears, now I can generate intelligent ad copy that I can show to my client, and that client can reflect back to me whether or not that's appropriate ad copy.
And let's talk about the messaging, Paul. How do you learn about your clients' businesses so that you can put together an online marketing program that works for them?
Well, the first thing that I do is I interview them. I do a lot of online research, and then I take that data and I present it back to the client to see if I'm on the right track.
Now, Paul, why do you believe business owners like you and I, the over 50 crowd, I'm admitting I'm over 50, but you know what? I feel like I'm 30. Why do you think, Paul, the over 50 crowd is ignorant as it relates to social media? What are your thoughts on that?
It's just so intimidating in the technology sector for them to be able to identify and to get comfortable with this kind of high-level technology. I mean, my father would not even go to an ATM machine. I mastered these skills because I wanted to be able to help out the 50 and older crowd or the 40 and older crowd, and to be able to give them the ability to do something online that is professional and looks great for them.
And I'm so glad that you brought up that fact about your dad. My mom doesn't even use a computer, Paul, okay, when we talk about technology. What about social media? Why do you believe so many older business owners are failing to connect and engage with their clients via social media when the whole world, including our president, is on social media?
For a lot of people, it's just a very hard and difficult thing to master. I mean, a lot of these people grew up with rotary phones. Our job is to make it very comfortable. We try to do a complete online presence here at Praxis CR. So if you would like a free online evaluation of your business. That is your business, how it presents online. We will do a free line evaluation for you. Please give me a call at 1-800-496-7760. That's 1-800-496-7760. Or go to my website at praxiscr.com. That's P-R-A-X as in x-ray, I-S-C-R.com.
All right, Paula, thank you so much for that really great interview, because this information is important and intimidating. When we come back, I am bringing on our mortgage experts. You know them as Mike and Carrie Ann from Prime Lending Roseville. And we're going to talk about you, interest rates, mortgage, and the double down program that they're offering, because it is amazing. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
The following segment is brought to you by Mike and Carrie Ann with Prime Lending Roseville, the official mortgage expert of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and the surf is always up when I've got Mike and Carrie Ann in studio, and you know them. They are our mortgage experts with Prime Lending Roseville, which means they want to help you live the American dream and get the right loan for you. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Carrie Ann.
Good morning, Ronnie. How are you today?
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you so much for coming in studio, guys, especially during this time of year. Here's what I want to know, Mike. You and I know that home borrowers, they got questions. They're anxious, they're nervous, but what are the top two questions and things that you are hearing from your clients?
I will tell you, Ronnie, my buyers are fatigued with all this information out there, and they're really having a hard time going through all of this information. But I'll tell you, the two top things that my home buyers are asking me today is the affordability problem. You know, as we can see, our market is just on fire. Home prices are up. And, you know, what lending solutions do I have to help them? The other thing is the market surge. Are we in a housing bubble? You know, that one's on everybody's mind right now, especially given the fact 10 years ago, we kind of went through that. So, you know, I'm just really helping them find solutions so we can talk about it. These are great questions, but those are the two top things that I see today.
And Carrie Ann, as Mike is pointing out, who doesn't know about the freaking affordability problem, right? Or the housing bubble fears. What are your thoughts, Carrie Ann, on the affordability problem and what people are considering when they're looking to get a mortgage with you at Prime Lending Roseville?
Ronnie, affordability is such a huge concern for buyers right now. We're seeing that CAR, the California Association of Realtors, reported last week that affordability is at a 10-year low. I mean, that's a decade. Only 26% of people in California can afford the median-priced home. Now, the good news is that Sacramento is one of the most affordable areas in the state, you know, because we all know that real estate is local, and so you're going to have different price points. But it's good that the incomes here are increasing, but property values are going up. We saw a 6.8% increase in the housing price index from a year ago. So it is a good time to buy, and we have all kinds of programs to help. So whether somebody's a first-time home buyer or whether they're trying to move up, we have great programs available to help them.
And Carrie Ann, I want to address one issue, the myth, the application process. Can you just let our listeners know how easy the application process is? And it's not like root canal.
I am so glad that you brought that up, Ronnie. It is so simple. We have a variety of different ways that people can apply, and the most popular right now is online. It's a really easy application. It takes anywhere from 8 to 10 minutes for most people to fill it out. If you prefer a little more personalized process, you can call us at 916-724-0181, and we can take your application over the phone. And if you want to come in person, we'd be happy to meet you in our office face-to-face. We can talk about your goals and any concerns that you have and just really get to know you.
Yeah, and what's so cool about both of you is that you're really nice people. I mean, you actually care about your clients and you want them to have the right program, which leads me to you, Mike. We've got an affordability problem. Can you please excite our audience this morning about your amazing solutions?
You know, it's funny. I wish I had this program years ago, but we partnered with Freddie Mac and Unison to provide a what I would call a double down scenario. So basically what I'm doing for my clients today is I'm taking their down payment of 10% and we're matching that to where they're financing 80% of the purchase price of this home. And what that does simply is there's no second mortgages. There's nothing that they need to worry about the future. But in essence, I'm giving them over 120% more in purchasing power. So I'm not having my clients settle for a house that, you know, I wish we could afford this next house, but lack the down payment. We've figured that out for them. We're making this happen. And I'll just give you a quick example. Let's say my home buyer, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, want to buy a $500,000 home. And listen, they've only got 10% down. They got $50,000. And they're stretched for that house payment of $3,100. So what I'm doing there is I'm matching that other $50,000. So where they're financing 80% of the purchase price. So it's like $100,000 down. And their payments are $500 less per month. It's just one of many solutions that we offer. And again, my name is Mike Ognisanti. I'm at Prime Lending. My number is 916-724-0181. And again, let us help you figure this out because we do have the solutions for you.
And Carrie Ann, you talked about home prices being at an all-time high and rents being at an all-time high, which means we've got a problem for renters. How do you help someone who's renting a home actually buy so that they can live that American dream?
Well, Ronnie, we talked about rents being at historic highs and they're just increasing. And I just don't know why anybody would want to pay someone else's mortgage. You're making a monthly payment for your housing, and why not invest in yourself, invest in your future? There's no better way to build your financial future than to invest in a home. And when you buy a home, you have the opportunity to build equity. And we have some amazing programs, even for those that maybe don't have much saved up for a down payment. So we've got down payment assistance programs that can help. We've got the veterans loan. If you're a veteran, you can get in with zero down payment. So call us to find out what kind of program you might qualify for at 916-724-0181. That's 916-724-0181.
Mike, earlier in the segment, we talked about the housing bubble. Do you believe that Sacramento is right now in a housing bubble?
In my opinion, no. And, you know, I've been in, you know, been privileged to work in this industry for 25 years. So I guess I've gone through a couple of these cycles. What I can tell you, knowing the cycles, is that we're nowhere near what we saw in the past. And what I mean by that is, yes, I can agree that there's going to be some flattening in appreciation, but I still see a supply problem here in California. And that really has to do with, you know, our local regulation, our land use restrictions. And, you know, who doesn't want to live in California? I mean, really, I just don't see our property values correcting and declining like we saw before. Again, let's say the government helped us on that because they do not allow us to do the programs that we used to do. So we can't do the no doc, no income verification, things like that. So we've got sensible lending now. People have equity. You know, I think right now, over 43% of our homeowners today are equity rich. And what does equity rich mean? Equity rich means that your value of your home is twice as much as what your mortgage is. And so that equity rich means people aren't going. They're not walking away from their equity. And so, again, I don't think we've got a correction or a bubble bursting. So the housing bubble 2.0, no, I don't believe it. And again, I know these are questions and concerns, but please call me. Again, this is Mike Ognisanti with Prime Lending. Please call my team here at 916-724-0181. Again, 916-724-0181.
You know, Mike, I love the fact that you've got loans to help everyone. And you just talked about the fact that California is equity rich. So, Carrie Ann, you know where that leads me? Refinance, homeowners. You got money in your house. Tell me about the refinance loans you offer and what are your clients using that money for?
Well, a great program that we have is renovation financing. So we can actually help somebody with a refinance that allows them to make those updates to their current home and they don't have to move. So if you're interested in doing any updates to your home, maybe modernizing that kitchen, give me a call, Carrie Ann Mucho, at 916-724-0181.
Mike, I know a lot of people who tried to buy a home, but they weren't pre-qualified. They were rejected. How do you help your clients get pre-qualified so they can buy their dream home?
And I don't know, Ronnie, if it's so much they're being rejected, is just knowing everything that they need to have when they're out there in this competitive marketplace. You got to come in fully prepared because, remember, you're competing in this market against a lot of people that have taken the time, have got pre-qualified. You got to talk to people like us that can help you. So, again, if you have questions about pre-qualifying or just get a second opinion, please call Mike and Carrie Ann at Prime Lending at 916-724-0181.
Mike and Carrie Ann, I thank you so much for being the official mortgage experts on our radio show. All right, everybody, I've got a real treat for you. Because if you like Kelly Ripa, you know, that hottie who's on that morning show, you know who I'm bringing on studio next? Her doctor, Dr. Daryl Jaffrey. And we're going to talk about you and all the sugar that you're consuming. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
The following segment is brought to you by Dr. Daryl Jaffrey with GetOffYourAcid.com, the official celebrity nutritionist for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm telling all of you right now in Sacramento, I have my favorite guest that I'm interviewing, and that is Dr. Daryl Jaffrey. And Dr. Jaffrey has been on the show. I refer to him as the Goya doctor. He is the celebrity nutritionist and longevity expert. Hi, Dr. Jaffrey. Welcome back to the show.
Ronnie, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners.
Well, Dr. Jaffrey, you have helped me so much with my life, right? But I have a sugar addiction. I got off the Diet Coke. I'm not going to lie to you. I like sugar. So when we think about white addictive powders, right, we usually think of cocaine,
right,
which is the 80s, right? But
right,
is there something even more addictive? I think it's sugar. So can you talk about how bad it is to eat sugar and what happens to our body when we do just that?
Absolutely, Ronnie. You know, sugar is the most acidic and inflammatory ingredient you can put into your body. And you mentioned cocaine. Research studies show that sugar is actually 8 times more addictive than cocaine. In fact, they did studies with laboratory rats where they actually gave them the choice of cocaine or sugar water, and 93% of those rats chose sugar. And it's crazy, right? So what happens is that when you consume sugar, your brain lights up just like it was on cocaine or heroin. So if you eat it, you are going to become addicted whether you realize it or not. And I'm going to tell you, sugar is solely responsible for this huge public health epidemic that we're having in our modern acid day.
And again, Dr. Jaffrey, that's what I love about you is that you teach your clients how to change their diet. We're talking moderation.
Yes.
So let's go to that average consumption of sugar. How much sugar is too much for an average adult to consume?
Well, if you look at what the American Heart Association says, which is the AHA, they say that the average adult should have between 6 and 9 teaspoons a day, which is about 37 grams. But get this, the average adult is getting 20 teaspoons a day. That's more than half. And even worse, our children, our teens, 30 to 41 teaspoons a day, which is insane when you think about it, because sugar, when it breaks down into your body, is inflammation. And inflammation, at the core of it, is the cause of all dis-ease, which is lack of balance, lack of harmony in our body. And the more of that develops, eventually it will lead to chronic diseases, things like heart disease, cancer, obesity. And it's really become an epidemic because of that.
And like you said, Dr. Jaffrey, the rats prefer the sugar. The teenagers prefer the sugar. We've got a problem. But how do you know if you've eaten too much sugar? What are those symptoms of what I like to call a sugar overdose?
Basically, Ronnie, you feel like crap. When I say crap, C-R-A-P, because that stands for completely refined and processed junk, which is sugar. And that's the way it makes you feel. I mean, we joke around about that, but the first sign of acidosis, which is really coming from sugar, is your energy gets depleted. You know, you can have a good night of sleep and you feel tired after a good night of sleep. And then you see other things from weight gain to bloated feeling in your stomach. You can have skin issues, digestive issues. And then again, if this is not corrected, if the cycle's not broken, in, eventually you're going to lead your path down to inflammation and chronic disease.
Now, for those of you just joining us, please roll your window down and scream hallelujah, because you are listening to my favorite doctor. That is Dr. Daryl Jaffrey. We're talking about you and your kids' addiction to sugar and the unfortunate epidemic of unhealthiness in this country. So you and I know Dr. Jaffrey. For years, we've heard that fat was the real culprit of weight gain. But how does sugar play into a person's ability to lose weight?
It's funny you say that, because we have to actually blame the sugar industry for that. You go back to the 1960s, they actually manipulated all the studies by paying off Harvard scientists to actually blame fat when sugar was the cause of all disease. But the problem with sugar is that when you consume sugar, it stimulates one of the most important hormones in your body called insulin. And insulin is your fat storing hormone. So as the insulin levels come up, your body stores fat, and then there's a knock-on effect to your other hormones. So what happens is you have these hunger hormones called ghrelin and leptin, and those are basically there to let you know that, you know, you've had enough. But what happens is, as you get insulin resistance, these hormones get resistance as well. So now you're always hungry and you're never satiated. So you just want to keep eating and eating and eating, and it becomes a vicious cycle in the body.
Why do most people turn to sugar for energy, my mom included?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's because they really think that it's going to actually give them more energy. But the problem is that they consume sugar and then they go deeper down into a crash. And then what happens? They eat more sugar. And it becomes literally this vicious cycle, because when you eat sugar, your body burns sugar as its primary source of fuel. And sugar is a dirty burn. And when you burn it, you're going to crave it. So you got to break that cycle. So the key thing is, by adding these minerals and healthy fats, by the way, going back to the fats, there are fats that heal and fats that kill. So if you put healthy fats in with these minerals, you will find that you can overcome these cravings. It's not as hard as you think it is, but you just got to give your body the things that it's needing, the things it's deficient with.
And Dr. Jaffrey, the last time you were on the show, we talked about avocados. Can you talk about how healthy avocados are and some other foods that our listeners should eat rather than that sugar?
Well, I think there's a reason why they call avocados God's butter. It really is the most perfect food. I mean, we love it. We eat it every day. My kids love it. It's a healthy fat. It's loaded with minerals. It has magnesium, potassium, and it really just helps your body overcome the cravings. But there's other healthy fats, things like coconut oil, extra virgin olive oil, raw nuts and seeds like almonds, macadamia nuts, chia seeds, hemp seeds, flax seeds. But you got to get the dark green leafy vegetables in, because those are the ones that are rich in chlorophyll, that are loaded with those minerals. And remember what I said, if you're craving sugar, you're deficient in minerals. So you got to get the greens. So we eat greens, salads, and green juices. And I love starting my day with a dehydrated greens powder. It's the way we start every single morning in my family.
And again, Dr. Jaffrey, that's why you look so amazing. What I want to know is, you and I know that our country is addicted, besides Diet Coke, they're addicted to coffee. Thank God I don't drink coffee and never have. But what about using sugar in coffee? People are just pouring that stuff in. What are your thoughts on how we can get people to use less sugar in their coffee?
Right. I mean, you take, you know, coffee itself, it's highly acidic, but then you're adding in the sugar, then you're adding in the milk, and it becomes literally an acidic nightmare. So I'm not saying you can't have coffee. It's not about deprivation. It seems to be the theme of the day. But let's use my good, better, best. What can we use instead of sugar that's going to give you a similar taste, similar feeling, without the downside? So I'm recommending to people, number one, you can use Lohan, which is monk fruit, which has no effect on your glycemic index or insulin. You can use liquid organic stevia as well, both two natural sweeteners that actually work great. But then add some coconut oil into your coffee. Add some MCT oil, because those high healthy fats are going to help negate the acidic effects of that coffee, of that sugar, and of the milk that you may be putting into. So it's really about, what are these healthy swaps that can give you more bang for your buck?
And Dr. Jaffrey, you know, you helped me get off my Diet Coke addiction, and now I'm allowing myself to have some bubbly water because I crave those bubbles. You know, let's talk about all of the celebrities who love you. Besides me, I'm madly in love with you. Kelly Ripa raves about you. So can you talk about the alkaline way of life and what you teach in your books and on your website?
Absolutely. I think the reason why the approach we have is so successful, and Kelly Ripa talked about this when she wrote the foreword of my book, she says that this is about balance. It's about 80-20. You're not depriving, so you can enjoy your life. I give you permission to have a little sugar, all right? You can have a piece of chocolate. Make better choices, but at the end of the day, 80% of the foods that you're putting into your body need to be alkaline-forming, because when you put those sugary foods into the body or those acidic foods into the body, no more than 20%, your body has the necessary nutrients it needs to neutralize the acid, to negate the acid. So it's all about balance. And if you live a balanced lifestyle, 80-20, you're going to enjoy it, you're going to move forward, you're going to be healthy, and you're going to have energy. That's what it's all about.
And Dr. Jaffrey, you and I know that I've got a sense of humor, which is why I am going to dedicate this song to you. We're talking about sugar. Of course, you know I love Mary Poppins, but I am dedicating to you, Dr. Jaffrey, the song called Sugar.
Yes.
From Maroon 5, because again, we're going to have a little bit of fun with it. But the bottom line is, as you can hear, I love Dr. Jaffrey. I am all about the message that he has for you to change your diet, to go to getoffyouracid.com so you can see what Dr. Jaffrey is talking about. All right, everyone, I know I'm out of time, but I want to thank you for your love, for your support, for your emails. Please take the time to like us at Ronnie Deutsch Radio and check out our beautiful website, ronniedeutschradio.com, so you can see all of our experts, including Dr. Jaffrey, and listen to any radio show. Bottom line is, I want you to have a great week, and I'll see you next weekend on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.